Welcome to Living Field Notes. I'm your host, Constance Bradley. Thank you so much for joining us for episode number 7 in the Corona Encouragement Series, where I am dropping you daily notes to encourage you as we continue through this Corona pandemic. Author Jefferson Bethke in his book, To Hell with the Hustle. Silence and solitude are like a graveyard for all the worst in you and your false self. And if we want to live into our true selves, the ones Jesus created us to be, we have to enter through the graveyard. We have to take ourselves to the desert. Are you wanting to live in your true self, the one that Jesus created you to be? If you do, and you're seeking out all that the Lord has for you right now, and you want to enter into that graveyard, if you want to go to the desert, I have to encourage you to seek the silence. In that silence, you get to see all of the ugly and bad pieces of yourself. For the most part, that's why people keep so busy. That's why you see our society running after things to entertain themselves and fill themselves with everything except for the silence, where there's the giant mirror hanging on the wall reflecting all the things that you don't want to see about yourself back at you. But I encourage you to seek the silence, to go into that space and be with the Lord and let the Lord wash over you and cleanse those things that are hard to look at, and do an about face. Walk away from those things that you don't like about yourself. Change those things in yourself. Create new behaviors. Learn a new way. What a better time than right now to make a change, to do things different, to, if you're like me and you have a family at home that is dependent upon you, like little kids and a husband, then seeking the silence and getting away from the noise is extremely challenging. For me, the only place that I have been able to find that, and maybe it'll be the same for you too, is in the morning before anyone rises up. That's when I'm able to get away. That's when I'm able to reflect, journal, be able to just mentally process some things that either I need to work on in myself or that the Lord is speaking to me. And I find it really interesting over and over throughout Exodus. It talks about any time that Moses is going to do God's work, he rises early. And I truly believe that there is a connection between if we are going to be doing God's work, we need to rise early. And in that rising early has been at the place where I've been able to get away from the noise and truly hear all that God has for me. So I just encourage you, don't fall prey to complacency. Don't fall prey to the hype and the noise. Get away from the noise and run after all that the Lord has for you. You won't be sorry. All right, friends, that wraps up episode number 7 of the Corona Encouragement Series. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can find me at Instagram at Living Field Notes or on my blog, constancebradley.org/podcast.